My name is Skyla.
My name is Jalissa.
And my name is Alyssa.
Welcome to our podcast where we will be discussing about the best and worst Super Bowl commercials in 2020.
Today, we will be introducing different types of Super Bowl commercials. When it comes to Super Bowl commercials during the big game each year, everyone enjoys these ads throughout the event.
Each year, there is a wide variety of ads that are sponsored by the football community. Some companies such as Hyundai, Alexa, Budweiser, and Google were sponsored this year.
The average amount of people viewing the Super Bowl commercials is about 114.4 million views, which are mostly from the United States.
Companies can pay up to $5 million to run a 30-second ad during a Super Bowl game. Ads tend to use famous actors or celebrities that will attract more viewers.
We will be back after a quick word from our sponsor.
Here at the Gillette Stadium, we have all the famous football leagues you can imagine. From the New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady to the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes II. Fans are inspired to engage in the events that will happen in the stadium. Talking more about the stadium, there is an estimate of 65,878 seats in the arena that can hold during a game or event.
In the area of the Patriot Place, there are different styles of merchandise that range from men, women, kids, and even babies. The store is mostly popular for the New England Patriots. The store also has a wide range of products and sizes for their merchandise they sell.
Welcome back to this podcast.
Now it's time to tune in for some more fun about our Super Bowl commercial broadcast.
Let's start off with some of the best commercials that were aired on TV during the 2020 game. Some of the best ads were Ellen and Porsche's Amazon Alexa, the Budweiser Typical American, and 2020 Hyundai Sonata Smart Park. These were the three best ads because they caught our eye while watching them and they made the most sense and were just great overall as commercials.
Now, let's talk about some of the worst commercials that also aired on TV during this year's Super Bowl. Some of the worst ads were the avocados from Mexico, Sabra hummus, and the Cool Ranch Doritos with Sam Elliott and Lil Nas X. These were the worst three ads of the Super Bowl because they weren't great, and they also didn't catch our eye for a good reason. They weren't as interesting as we thought they would be.
I agree that this year the Super Bowl commercials could have been better advertised, especially the ones that we picked were the worst.
My top favorite out of the three best ads would be the Amazon Alexa commercial because Ellen DeGeneres was featured in it and she's one of my favorite celebrities. Not just that, but I also love the commercial because I really thought it was cool how they showed the differences between how everything was back then compared to everything works now.
My top favorite out of the three best ads would be the Hyundai Sonata commercial because of how the commercial advertised how life is for any human on a regular day. Also, it caught my eye because of the scene and how they brought out the information about the car.
With all of us together, we have picked the Budweiser Typical Americans commercial to be our most favorite because it was inspirational. Also, this ad developed a great mood, especially for the older audience or for the age group that can be impacted, just like what we had occurred in the commercial.
In my opinion, my least favorite commercial is the Sabra hummus commercial. This was my least favorite commercial out of the three because I didn't like how the commercial was played out, and it just wasn't that interesting or eye-catching. Also, I felt as though there were too many celebrities in just one commercial, most of them from an app called TikTok.
My least favorite commercial for this year's 2020 Super Bowl game is Avocados from Mexico, because the ad was just really confusing and didn't have good time management. It also didn't have a set plan for how the ad should have been displayed nationwide.
For our least commercial that we have chosen as a group for the ads was the Cool Ranch Doritos with Sam Elliott and Lil Nas X because it didn't stand out for us to how we expected it to be. But it did catch the eyes of younger generations.
Thanks for tuning in with us today. We hope you enjoyed this podcast.
Bye!